That's 5 seconds. Get the.
This is the New Normal Podcast.
Now, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the New Normal Podcast. You know, I am your favorite.
That's just my baby daddy. Who that is?
Yes, I'm your favorite baby daddy. I'm Easy over here. I'm with my crew right over here. So it's a little bit different right now. It's a little bit different. You know, we had a COVID little scare and
COVID victim.
Yeah.
Victim. It wasn't a scare because you know.
Yeah, it wasn't a scare.
Obviously, we're all good.
Yeah, we did have a scare. It was a little bit scary.
Yeah,
we got a little spooky. It was scary hours.
It was a little scary hours. You know, we had Janelle had a little bit of Yeah. So you know, since you know Janelle's not here, so as you can tell, she's the one that has. You know, COVID. So
and we all got tested. So yeah, we're all
negative.
You know,
negative.
You know, because we got that vax card. You know,
like right, the vax card.
Yeah, we got the vax card. We good. Man. We good. So you know, it
she
is
didn't
what
have
it is.
Her wallet at the time. Whenever she called her shit.
Yeah. So it didn't. You know, she didn't have that
she
level
had
of
that
protection.
Barrier.
Exactly.
Yeah, she had that barrier.
Exactly. So,
the elderberries.
Exactly.
CMOS, her emergency. She ain't do none of that.
Come on, pharmacy for life.
Be
man.
Better.
Styles
do
PM.
Better.
Yes, but you know, Janelle, you know, I understand. You know, get well soon. You know, but right. Stay away. 10 days.
Right away.
6 feet.
6 feet. But you know, you still are you know our food bae. So you know, we'll give you a little drop.
I look like bae.
That was it. Hold on.
I look like
yeah. That was it.
No, you're not here. 0.25.
Not here. You know. Not here. So you know that's yeah. What you get. My bad. But so sitting in Janelle's seat, you know, we have our social butterfly over here.
Hey y'all.
You know, she got the hair up, hair out, hair
puff,
up.
Puff.
You know, puff puff pass
puff,
over
puff,
there.
Pass,
you know, y'all get the Erica Badu today. Next week might be, you know, Susan. The week after that might be Becky. You know, whatever y'all want.
Yeah.
I got the switch up for y'all.
Susie from Rugrats?
Susie, y'all want Susie from Rugrats? I can go out and pull out Susie.
That's
Sophie
Savage over there. Hold on.
Listen.
But,
I got y'all.
we know. And this is our social butterfly over here, Miss Sophie.
She's like Maxine too.
I'm vaccinated.
No, Maxine.
Yes. I heard vaccine.
Maxine.
That,
yo, that's
yeah.
funny.
If y'all
it's
want
fun,
the
no.
Maxine too,
yeah.
ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
That does
don't
come
let
out.
Me, Maxine. Don't let me pull out. And plus, I want to get my hair locked.
Word.
Me too.
You know. Now, you know, I'm going to have to skip over, you know, our guest of the show just real, real quick.
We going
to
skip over him?
Just a little bit.
Just a second.
You going to be able to introduce him.
We going to introduce you first.
But
we
going to introduce
cool.
you. Yeah. Of course. So, no, this is what we got
to
do.
I like the guest to feel at home, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, you know.
All right, Danny Green, you can introduce me. Just relax. I need that Steve Harvey introduction.
All right,
you
got it.
You feel me?
I love it. But you know, all the way over there, light skinned wonder of the world over there. Our resident house nigga, you know. Our shot caller. Yes.
I know this shit.
So, you know.
Let
so,
our shot caller introduce.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, y'all, that's, all right, well,
go
yeah.
ahead.
No, because you know what I'm saying? I was just the homie in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'll go back with this nigga a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with my nigga JB, man. Patron top head.
Closet knob head. Jokes, nigga look like Suge. Not like Suge after that. Take that damn soggy hat off.
Nah, I love that nigga. That's my nigga JB, man.
All show you getting jokes, bro. I'm letting you
know. I love it. I love it.
Y'all know how we do, man. We had an episode we talked about the you know, how we do.
I love
the jokes and the roast.
So, you know, even though Janelle's not here, we still got to do our toast, you know.
Big facts.
So, you know, let's put it up. This is the time of the hour that if y'all... Oh, Janelle.
There she goes.
Oh, there she
I'm sorry, Janelle, but you're going to have to get declined.
It's over for that?
It's over for that.
Oh, we'll call her back.
We'll call her back. But, yeah, you know, if you're popping something, smoking something,
drinking something,
doing whatever, you know, just... It is what it is. Health, wealth, and self,
health,
everybody.
Health, wealth,
and
self.
Cheers. Yeah. No light.
Yes.
Y'all heard clinking glasses. Nigga, I'm 2 cup plastic.
Mm-hmm. 2 cup plastic. All right, we calling her back in, or?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Should we call her back in?
Should we call Miss COVID? Let's see what she got to say. Let us be nice and call our girl back.
She said she was taking out the rapid test because she said that she didn't feel like she had COVID.
For real.
She thought she got a false positive.
Nigga, that's what I said. Nigga, I spent 8 days in the hospital.
Right?
I said the same thing.
Shut up.
What happened? Nah, I'm a connector.
This is serious. You know what I'm saying? This is just the second wave. So, like, the niggas that had it already is just like, you know, you never know. I don't know. I feel like we're immune to this shit. That's how she feels.
I mean,
There's no such thing as being immune.
Maybe
to
not being
anything.
Fully immune, but it's like once you get it the first time,
you got
like
the antibodies.
So when I was going to get tested,
but she got it the first time too.
When I went to go get tested today, the lady was like, because I told her I had it before, and she was like, okay, if you had it before, your body.
Your body do get some type of antibodies.
And so it do build some type of a
resistance.
Yeah, towards it. So it's not gonna hit you as hard as it hit you the first time.
Right.
But you can still get it. Mm. And it doesn't mean just because, you know, the first time it hits you somewhat hard and the second time it might still kill you the second time, especially if you get just the COVID-19 the second time. It's not gonna hit you as hard because you got it the first time. But now if you hit the Delta variant,
so it's still a serious for you.
It's still a whole Delta variant is something different.
Niggas is getting vaccinated and still. Getting the shit.
They're not getting it, bro. They getting a Delta variant.
So what the hell is the difference?
What the hell is the difference between getting a Delta variant and not getting it? So you don't get COVID, you get the Delta variant. The Delta variant is not as serious. You feel me? I had the Delta variant, nigga. I felt like I had a cold. Went to work, ain't miss no time. Shit was straight, nigga. I thought I just had a cold.
All right, everybody. All right, you know. Mm-hmm. Tuning in from the COVID
unit.
COVID unit of the Walker house is Miss Janelle over here.
The cribbo.
Oh, she over there.
Oh yeah.
Damn, what background is that? You got a green screen behind
you. You know.
Don't worry about it.
Exclusive. Like girls in the back. That shit look like
dream girls. Wow.
That's like pop champagne.
Yes.
That shit like Prince room.
Yeah, no,
that is funny. They got jokes
so,
with these.
So as y'all know, we're making fun of Janelle because she got COVID. She just tried to get a rapid test. did you pass or fail?
Yeah, I'm
up, her Wi-Fi is not that.
Her Wi-Fi got COVID.
Now she's trying to ding ding ding. Right. Nah, it's not. It's still.
Is that better?
It's all right.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's a little better.
What you say?
But you said you're positive.
Yeah.
Damn, you got a double positive.
You got the plus
plus. But the thing is, I'm not sick though, right? So like, you know, but you know, I'm a carrier.
She not sick.
Keep your ass home. Stay away. Keep your ass home.
Yes, stay away.
We'll
talk to you later. But yeah,
I'll see you guys by Friday. See you Friday.
Oh, shit.
No, you, because you're talking about August 20th. Is she talking about the Ice Cube Friday? Next Friday. Oh, okay. So I'm on September. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's on Hulu. It might be on Hulu, Netflix, Friday. We got you. You know what, after next. No, she's watching all the Fridays. She got a quarantine for two weeks, so she's watching all the Fridays. Friday after next. No, she's watching all the Fridays. It's still going over her head. No, I'm getting it, but I'm just saying, because she's in for so long, she's all the Fridays. She's gonna be Friday, Friday after next, next Friday, she's gonna be all of them. She all of them.
But yeah, so you know, we spent enough time on Janelle. She look a little sick too. I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck you. I'm sick, like emotionally
she
sick.
A little stuffy,
she said, I'm emotionally sick.
Mm-hmm. She's sad.
Yeah. But let's get into the topic tonight. So our topic of tonight is let's talk about Nas' new album real quick. Like, I feel like Nas' new album is bringing the 90s rap back. Like, bringing 90s rappers back to the forefront.
I do admit, it does have, like, it has, I feel like it has a 90s vibe, especially with the Charlie Wilson song.
That's my favorite. My favorite song.
Yeah, he used a lot of samples, too.
Yeah, he used a lot of samples, but also, I feel like it kind of gave also a new school vibe. Yeah. So I feel like he gave, like, a good mixture of both.
I don't feel new school. I just feel a good.
It's Wonder song. I don't remember Wonder song, but Wonder songs I would listen to gave me like, okay, this could go with the new school.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the thing about Nas is that Nas is always good at rapping, being Nas, and it's still sounding good.
Adapting in with whatever the environment.
Year it was.
Adapting with the time.
He can move with the times.
He can move with the times. Mm-hmm. Word. That's one thing about Nas, and you feel me? All you gotta do is pay close attention, and you'll get the full effect of Nas every time.
So he did his thing on this album, like,
yeah. But that's the thing; he did his shit on the last one,
right?
That's
you feel
facts.
Me. So it been here, like it's niggas that you know is bringing back that old school type of flow with rap, but this the new wave is still here. So we appreciate this shit because we a little older. You feel me? I'm 30. I mean, old man over
got
here.
Got you.
Damn. You gonna put me out there, man. I'm still 29, I think. Hold on, what time is it? 11:52, I'm still 29.
So 8 minutes to go.
Damn. So it always been there, you feel me? Like, you got the Griselda niggas, the whole camp.
Right.
That's niggas that's really bringing bars back. I mean, they perfected their craft, and it's the music that I appreciate, I mean, that I grew up on.
Like,
definitely.
Yeah, everybody appreciate that shit, but Nas is relevant in any era because he's so talented.
Yeah,
you can rap about anything.
I feel like Nas is relevant to us, but to the younger crowd, he's not as relevant. Like they know of Nas, mm-hmm. but they don't know Nas music.
I was about to ask, like, do the younger crowd really know what type of music is? Because, like, okay, let's compare to the rap that they have now. Like, they have the whole Blue Faces and these other rappers that
trash. Blue Face
trash
that are trash.
Trash.
So they don't really know. Yeah, they don't really know what good rap music is unless they have parents that expose them to 90s rap music.
Right.
So do they really have a say on whether or not?
Some of them do listen to the music because they hear, oh, you could go on Apple and you could look at all the new music that come out, right? So, oh, you be like, oh, I heard a Nas. Let me see what this shit is about. And then he hit you with the music and you're like, all right, I like this shit. So I feel like for a younger generation, if they're doing that and they're hearing the Nas now, because he can rap in any era like he's been doing, you know what I mean? He could stay relevant, which is a good thing. Not a lot of people could do that. And from where he started to what he's talking about now, I feel like that shit is like him and Jay-Z and niggas like that talking about growth and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's always good.
Well, the fact that Jay-Z still will drop a verse here and there, and the fact that there is a Kanye and a Drake, for example, right? That and a J. Cole, right?
even Kendrick to a degree. That it keeps that bridge open for when we hear Nas. I know when we was outside, nigga.
What Jurassic Park bugs?
Yeah, bro. The bugs.
Jurassic Park bugs. Nigga.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all did what Janelle usually do.
Yeah, her, she definitely hearing spirit. I'll tell you that. Yeah, she's hearing spirit. But no, like just
you know? We feel
having,
you
having that bridge closed though. It's not open. It's not separated. It keeps Nas relevant. You know what I'm saying? Because all they have to really do, the new age, all they have to do is just really sit down and listen. They get high enough already.
Yeah. We ain't doing that.
Definitely.
They get high enough already.
You're right. But I just feel like with Nas, you know, let's be real. Like Nas and now that we're reintroducing ourselves back to Jadakiss. Because even though Jada still put out songs and albums and things like that, we wasn't really paying attention. We wasn't really realizing how great this man is.
Well,
everybody wasn't. He's in my top five.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's in the top five. But like, as you know, if you look at a DJ talking about him and stuff like that, they'll give him respect, but they're not gonna play his music.
Yeah, because he's not that attractive in the club music. You understand what I'm saying? But to motherfuckers that just like music and appreciate the art of hip hop, then. Yeah. He's always going to be in a conversation. Like me, true. Like I do a hip hop podcast. You feel me?
Plug it real quick.
I do it for hip hop podcasts. We everywhere. Shout out Great Pharaoh, Mr. Can I Live? My co-host, they're my big bros. We had this conversation all the time. But
what's the name of the podcast?
I do it for hip hop podcast.
I do
it for hip hop podcast. We have this conversation all the time. You know who's in the top five, minus obviously the four greats, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, and Tupac. And Jadakiss is in my top five. You feel me? So to me, he's underrated in an aspect, but not the most underrated of all time. But I do give him his respect, you feel me? Because he deserves it. Never have I heard a whack bar from Jadakiss, and I don't know if y'all can agree.
That's facts.
Never had a whack verse.
Yeah, it's not a lot of people batting 1,000, bro.
You feel right.
That's facts.
To go back to the whole DJs, I feel like, there we go. The DJs give respect to, right here.
Motherfuckers that put money in their pocket, that who music they could play.
But not only that, I feel like social media also has a big role in it because of the whole TikTok thing. Mm-hmm. So like DJs nowadays now have to play all these TikTok people that are getting their song being noticed because of TikTok. Now they have to play those songs because now they're dancing to this song, and that's what people want to hear at the parties because they want to be able to dance to it, right, and move to it. So if it's not popular on social media, it's going to be less likely be played by DJs because DJs got to go where the money resides. And the money resides through social media and what's hot on social media, what people are talking about now, which is these little songs that have no sense, no meaning, no anything to them. They're only just a good bop. That's it.
Right.
That's all we trying to play, though, is little bops. Like, that's, to me, that's it.
But if you're talking about real music, though.
But that's why Jadakiss and Nas, with their new songs coming out, I feel like that's why it's so much important for them. Like their albums coming out, because it reintroduces us to real hip hop music, because we haven't really been able to like listen to real good hip hop music for a while.
Well, that's the thing. They're becoming more relevant now, but they just dropped the album last year.
Yeah.
That niggas don't even realize. Styles P.
No, they did.
Styles P dropped the album this year.
Living off experience.
Yeah. Styles P dropped the album this year. This year. He dropped the album. This shit's dope.
Whoa. Yeah.
What album was it?
Dropped
this year?
Yeah, this year.
Jadakiss?
No, Styles P.
No, yeah.
Styles drops like twice a year. Yeah, he says this shit drops all the time.
Yeah, Styles
twice
did.
Twice a year. He's
But he's also independent now, so he doesn't get the promotions. Yeah, he doesn't get the airplay.
It's harder for him.
When you appreciate, like I said, when you appreciate the art of hip hop, you don't need all that. Because motherfuckers gonna listen to the shit anyway.
Regardless,
yeah.
If you a Locks fan like I am,
of music,
like going into that versus, I already knew what it was. I knew the Locks was gonna trash these niggas. I don't care how many radio.
But see,
hits
no,
you got.
No, I don't think anybody knew that you was gonna.
I did.
No, if you're a true
Locks, I think my thing is, I think that everybody thought.
Everybody hold on, everybody hold on. You're gonna rap, yo. Can I talk?
Hold on, go over there real quick because we gotta announce something real quick.
We got a new drop.
So it's a real nigga's birthday right now.
Happy birthday, Sean.
We gotta get this for the grill.
Yo, so you know, old man, he officially came into the old man right now. So,
oh my goodness, 3-0 now.
And we're filming the podcast, and this dude is on his phone. Look at him.
We love it. So we finna pop the bottle for.
Hey, wait, face the camera. I want to see it.
I just spilled it all over myself, but you know, it's cool. It's cool. You know, happy born day. Here we go. You know, let me pour a little bit in my cup real quick.
Why is it going in your cup first? And it's not even your birthday.
You got the bottle.
Exactly. I popped it. So you know. You know, I kind of see myself, niggas will nick, just a little bit. You know,
y'all like that saying too. Niggas will nick.
Listen, the merch will come out soon.
We can drink out the bottle. Cheers.
No COVID here.
We can drink out the bottle. I hate you.
Oh, shit.
Ah, no, man.
I appreciate
you,
man.
Damn. Yes, it's officially your birthday.
Oh, this the Prosecco right here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's yours, yeah.
That's mine? Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you got your tequila, and now you got your Prosecco, whatever.
Nah, that's what's up.
And, you know, we're going to be lit tonight.
I'm
already a little lit.
So my question is this. You know, we're going to get a little bit away from our topic real quick, and we're going to talk about you being 30. How do you feel about being 30
right now,
bro?
Welcome to the club, my nigga.
Gang, gang.
Dirty
30s,
nigga.
Exactly. Let's drop a bomb for, you know, Sean turning 30.
Yes. You are officially in the club.
Nah, you know what? It's like this, man. You closing the chapter, you opening a new one, man. Right? You're doing that. But at the same time, it's about your mindset. It's about how you feel. Whoa. It's your mindset. It's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I'm 30. I still feel like I'm 21, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. Yeah, you act 21.
All right.
I'm going to put it like this.
Hey, look, guess what? If I don't act 21, I'm going to be acting what? 30, 40, 41, 51, whatever. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I'm not wearing no felis.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't wearing no felis. You know what I'm
saying? What about a Kangol hat?
We not doing... No. We not doing that either. No Kangols. So it's about how you feel, man. I still feel my sister told me, you know what's crazy? Shout out to my little sister, too. Before I even turned 30, she was going to be like, damn, you about to be 30? She's like, at least you make it look cool. I'm like, you know what? That's what's up.
That's what she's supposed to say. Nigga, she look up to you, nigga.
She got to. But she got to, though, because you know why? We all make 30 look cool. Because guess what?
Yes.
We all 30 plus here. I just turned 30. You feel me? I mean, you 30 plus now.
You 4 minutes in.
44 minutes.
You 4 minutes in.
21, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So.
In what lifetime?
Listen, he's 21. I'm 18.
Look, man, but there was people that was turning. There was people turning 30 when they was turning 24.
You right.
That's the thing about
right.
Do you know what I'm saying? There was people that was turning 30. When
it's a difference though, because I ain't gonna hold you. When I was like 28, motherfuckers thought I was like 32.
But it wasn't like, oh, this nigga look like he's been through life. It's just I always look older.
That's the baldy in the city, yeah, though.
I was
nigga.
Bald. I had a beard.
I was 25. People right thought now. I was 18. Yeah, and when I was 21, people thought I was 16. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. Yeah, like my black don't crack.
I was like, we was like 14, 15. We was going to liquor store, no ID, so I always look.
That's not playing field shit.
I feel like I get carded more now.
Niggas don't get carded like.
That's how we able to go get liquor.
Exactly. That's how you do it.
Like, remember playing liquors? Oh my god, liquors, nigga. They used to only got. You know, when we go to liquor store by what's name crib, we walk in, they know his name.
Easy, nigga. They know this.
Clean liquors, nigga.
Niggas, Dre used to be the wild. He used to be the one. He used to be the.
Niggas going to the liquor store like it's fucking cheese.
Yeah. Nah, but Dre had a motherfucking Sunni at like 16.
Okay.
Nigga was able to get anything he wanted from for us forever. We had to pay that nigga to get. Man,
yo,
man.
I put it like this though. Like, turning 30 for me was a big thing. Cause I didn't know how 30 was going to feel. I really didn't know how 30 was going to feel. I thought 30 was like, I was going to feel all, like, everything. The weather changed. My bones were going to crack. That ain't happened till like 32. So you got 2 years right now. You got a good 2 years. And then once 32
nigga,
hits.
I feel that shit now.
Yikes.
Between the sports, nigga, and... All the sports I play in my life, nigga, all the injuries and shit, nigga, I feel that shit now, nigga.
Yeah.
So it's different, you feel me? It depends on what you've been through, like.
Oh, shit. No.
Sophie. I did not do anything.
That shit bounced, too.
That shit did.
Wait, burning down the house? Oh, my God.
That was you this time, Sophie. That was all of you.
Okay.
Now you.
Sophie, you being the pyro now?
Yeah. She in the wrong section now.
This is what I get for moving my seat. I moved my seat closer to the pyro, and now all of a sudden I'm burning things down.
You burning shit down.
It's rubbing off. Man. This isn't.
Nah, but for real, 30 is big though. 30 is big because you know what? At the end of the day, like if you don't ever have a time to reflect on all the shit that you've done or the shit that you're doing, now is definitely a time to do that.
I want you to reflect real quick.
Damn,
right. I want you to get a little deep because your eyes is glossy, so you gonna say some real shit that you're not even intending.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Man, y'all about to have this nigga out here.
I recently turned 30 a couple of months before you.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I've learned is that 30 will open up your eyes to things that you didn't realize because you thought you was young in your 20s.
That's 100.
And so now that you're 30, you're 10 to, even though it's a mindset, but even though like you think that you're mature now, but you will open up to things and people around you and you start to realize like, wow, things that like I thought y'all was cool, y'all was with me. Right. Because I was young and we was out here, we was getting it.
Yeah.
But in actuality,
I give you that, Sophie.
Nah, that's
in actuality, y'all was just only getting what you need from me.
Yeah.
And then the moment you get what you need from me, you run. So, after you get what you need from me and you're all good and satisfied, you run and go about your way.
Yeah.
I understand that I agree with, but it don't have to start when you're 30. To me,
it doesn't.
Experience comes from what you've been through and where you're from.
That's
facts. Facts.
So where I'm from, I watched like motherfuckers that's gonna switch up and do shit that I don't agree with. You feel me? And we may have came from the sandbox. You feel me? And niggas know I'm the most loyal motherfucker in the world. To me, like my best friends been my best friends for 26 years. I'm 30. You feel me? I knew this was all my life.
Gotta respect that.
I lost my best friend this year. You feel me? I knew that nigga for 25 years. You feel me? So I feel like I told that nigga like till death do us part, and I really meant that shit. So when he died, I feel like I really lost a part. You feel me? So
big shout out too, man. Shout out Rufus.
Yeah, word. Shout out my nigga Ru. It's all on what you've been through, and the people that you allow around you. So before I was 30, I realized that when I turned 30, my evolving point was
family and becoming a man. So that's why I proposed to my girl and try, and I'm trying to solidify my family because we ain't getting no younger, bro.
Shout out to that black love, man.
That's what I say. Grown man shit.
Yeah. Shout out to her. She's the creative. Shout out to her. The only way you evolve after you done playing around, because niggas, you know how we used to play.
Wild boys, real, for real, that's a big fact.
Yeah, so the only way to build after you turn 30 is to build with somebody. You can't do it by yourself, bro. You really cannot do it by. You can't go in this world by yourself, my nigga.
Like, for real.
That's facts.
Okay, that's 100. And I'm appreciating that. I'm appreciating that because you know what? My mind has never been as open as it is now. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because for real, I'm just keep it 100 with y'all, right?
Got the third eye right now.
Yeah, that shit is open.
This nigga is baldy, man.
Mind you, he said that big ass nose and his nostrils, and all that air is going, nigga, that big ass baldy has you spit a hell of knowledge, nigga, what the fuck, but for real, you right.
You feel me? And 30 is opening my eyes to things that I haven't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get away with the shit that you were getting away with. I mean, you
that's like turning 18.
You shouldn't think that you're able to get away with this shit.
You know what, though?
That's like turning 18. So when we were 17, 16, we used to do dumb shit. Riding cars with the paintball gun.
Yeah, do dumb shit, blasting niggas and shit. When we turned 18,
we was like, yo, we get caught with this shit, nigga, we going to jail for a gun charge.
So it's like, the shit switch up. You got years that's important,
like 18, 25, 30, 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 50.
Yeah. After 30, it becomes every decade. But you know what's next for you, though?
Until 65. Then you go 85 because you like, damn, I don't know how long I'm going to be
here. Yeah.
But you know what? My father stopped counting. He was like, man, fuck it, it's another day.
Well, I'm going to be young forever. I'm going to be down.
Yeah,
man.
Until this happens.
That's just my baby daddy. Until that happens, you a clone.
That's why you gonna be young forever.
That's funny. You gonna clone, right? We be telling niggas that we clone that they clones and shit. Nah, but look, you know what? Like for real. Nah, this is a chapter closed and a new chapter open. Mm-hmm. I understand that I can't get away with certain shit that I used to get away with. I'm still not gonna wear no felines and shit like that. I'm still gonna be me, right? You know, I know what's up.
You're just gonna be a better version of you.
But I'm gonna be a way better version of me because you know what? This is a decade moment for me personally in my life.
Yeah, and I
feel like anybody who is 30, it's a decade moment, a milestone moment in their life where they need to reevaluate things. They need to figure out what's gonna happen next.
Yeah,
and that's that.
Yeah, so, like most definitely because like before. I agree. You learn a lot of lessons in your 20s and stuff, but I feel like once you're 30s, that's that moment that hits you. Like, well, now I learned all these lessons. Now I need to
apply them. Yeah,
apply every single lesson that I learned in my 20s, and now live the life that I need to be living.
Apply that pressure.
But life practice. So when you learn that shit in your 20s, for me, it was applied in my 20s. Most people don't have that mentality, but that is a mentality they should have. But you could
learn
it and apply it sometimes when you feel like it. But when you get 30, you gotta put pressure on that shit.
Yes,
you feel me?
Yes.
It switch up. Yes. You know what I mean? And it's only because time is undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Time is undefeated. It's gonna catch all of us, man. You ain't guaranteed nothing.
That shit caught me with the quickness. Like I wasn't expecting that shit. Like once I hit 32, it was like everything fell. everything. I felt everything. I felt the rain. I felt the snow. I felt the wind. I felt.
That's what Dre said. Yo. Dre said, since you been 30, nigga, your knees cracked. Your knees. Come on.
Yo, where did you not see me with the knee brace last week? Yo, the knee brace last week. Exactly. On
anything. Wait, where's your shoulder brace?
I didn't get it yet.
No, because I popped out my shoulder. She fucking RoboCop right over here.
When I hit 30, my body gave up because I'm in the process of training for the Spartan race.
Okay.
So, like, I've been hard in the gym.
Oh,
and so, because I've been hard in the gym, my body not used to me getting that hard in the gym.
You gotta start baby steps.
I am taking baby steps. But still, like, I've never been a gym person beforehand. So, like, even the baby step is a little too... from me, but I love you, Moses. I blame my trainer. He pushed me, and he knows it too. Because he said it, he was like, maybe I gave you too much weight, and he did. So that's what threw out my shoulder. But
too much weight. That's what they call it now.
That's what it is.
Too much weight.
It's fuck, yo.
Too much
Not
weight.
Not even, because that's pedophile business.
Nah, but you know what? Shout out to everybody who didn't know, like, I was even about to turn 30. Like, for real. Because you know why? That's a great thing. People, yo, Tammy and them was, well, not, I don't even mention names and shit. But people like, yo, I feel like you've been in your 20s forever. Right? And I feel like I've been in my 20s forever because you know why? We would do 20-year-old shit when we were like 17, 18.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
okay.
When I tell you know what I'm saying?
Life was the fast
lane. Yeah, it was the fast lane. We lived our life. That's why I could get to 30 and I could thank God for it and be like, you know what? All right, this is a time where I need to apply changes.
Mm-hmm. Yo, but that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was in my 20s. The shit was the fast life. You feel me? The shit was living life in the fast lane, doing whatever we wanted to.
Yep.
You feel me? Niggas wasn't no slouches. Niggas worked, but we played hard. You feel me?
Exactly.
So
once
it came to a point, I was like, I wasn't even 30 yet. I was like, man, I done been through it all. I done seen it all. It ain't shit you can show me that I ain't did or I ain't seen. Done. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I turned 30, I was like, man.
My question is this
to you right now, right?
Yeah.
What that you're doing that you were doing in your 20s that you're not gonna do now?
That I'm not gonna do now?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play no more games. I'm not gonna play no more games, man.
What type of games, nigga? Because that could mean
it's like this. It's like this. It's
that's
like
for real.
Nigga, what you talking
about?
No,
come on now.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
I'm gonna be. It's not even I want. Let me articulate it the right way.
Let's hear this bullshit.
Give me 2 seconds.
Look, let's say this look, bullshit because he really trying to pick up some bullshit.
Right, I want to see this. Let me see his face when he said
right
his bullshit.
Yo, he ain't doing it right now, but inside he's like this.
He's thinking real.
You know he about to say some bullshit when he looks like this.
When he looks up to the side into the sky and like let him channel his
he's
energy.
He's like, yo, it's a bird, it's a plane. Oh nah, that's just.
That's
it.
You know what it is, like.
Uh huh.
He got his thoughts from his eyebrows.
Yeah. Jesus.
Dude, I see your balls, nigga. Your shit blocking my shit. Yeah, I see a big ass bowling ball, nigga, next to it. It's a booger blocking your thoughts.
You like the palm moves, nigga? What the fuck?
It's a booger blocking your thoughts.
They're gonna be going in on each other.
But
that's all love.
That's all love. He got that soggy ass hat that's falling off his head. So, you know, he gotta make up for it. But, it's, you know what it is? Like, it's really. You know what it is? It's focusing on the shit that you fucked up with.
Really matters.
It's the no. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna focus on the shit that I fucked up on.
Okay.
Through my 20s.
Okay.
The shit that just didn't go right at all.
The shit that you could fix.
Because there's some shit
that you fuck up that you can't fix. And no, if you go back and do it, you're going to waste time. Nigga.
That's
you're
true.
You're going to be 40 like, damn, I'm trying to fix this shit. I'm trying to fix it in my 20s.
No, that's big facts. But that's what I'm saying, though. The shit that I can't fix, I'm going to let go. You know what I'm saying? The shit that I can fix, I'm going to do what I can to just be better. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, I just think that that's what growth is. That's what growth is.
Now and
if
right.
you want, as long as we have the
the privilege to get older, right? Glory to the Most High. That we have to conform to that. We have to conform to the fact that, like, you know what? He ain't take us out when we could have been. It could have been a different story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like 30 laps around the sun is a big deal. Somebody told me, like, yo, go outside and, like, gangster nigga, right? Gangster motherfucker. He told me, say, yo, go outside. You made it here. He said, yo, go outside and, like, fucking look at a tree. Hug that motherfucker if you really want to. And it's like, you know what's crazy?
That nigga was high.
He was high as hell. He was high as hell. He was high. Because I'm not going to personally go hug a tree, but I felt where he was coming from.
I don't understand hugging a tree.
Yeah, it's like, well, you're getting in touch with something.
No, he was like, yo, look, like blink and then think, like, I'm here. Yeah. And then think about all the things that you've been through, all the times that you could have, all the times that you could have not have been here.
Yeah.
All the times that you could have been here in a different situation where you're not, like, you know what I'm saying? Either you're not walking, you're not talking, or you're not around the people who you could be around, or like any type of situation. You just, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you can tap into that, I just feel like that's
something that you said that definitely I want to emphasize on is the growth. I feel like also is having the right people around you in your 30s, because like in your 20s you just want people around you, period. Just to have people around you. Right. But now once you get to your 30s, you have people around you that also want to see you become a better person.
But they're on the same level as you.
Because I know for me, like, once I hit 30, I had people come up to me, even when I do something wrong, they come up to me with love and be like, hey, yo, Sophie, what you did, I'm coming to you as a friend. I'm coming to you because I don't want you to look crazy in these streets. I want you to be a better person. I don't want people seeing you looking crazy. I know the potential you have, and I want that potential to shine, and I don't want you to diminish yourself and your value. So I'm coming to you because I want you to grow, rather than people just letting you do bullshit because they could care one shit about you.
Right.
As you, if you're doing bullshit and that bullshit is leading you down the wrong path, they don't give one shit because it's not affecting them.
Yeah.
Like those.
Right.
Coming into your 30s, you need to realize who is for you and who is just riding your wave.
And this is that's big facts. You know what I'm saying? People ask me, they're like, yo, look, they're like, yo, Sean, what did you want to do for your 30th? And I'm like, yo, I wasn't supposed to be in the country for my 30th. Right, mm-hmm.
That's big facts. We were supposed to be going somewhere else.
I got the okay, right? Too. Niggas wasted my okay.
But the whole thing is, I couldn't get my passport on time. COVID is fucking shit up.
COVID is still killing us right now.
I didn't even have my passport. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've actually, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
But you know what's funny though?
I'm saying, though, I had my okay.
But the whole thing is, your situation. Yeah. You were fucking, you got ball and chain to Ron Revis.
But I got
not ball and chain. It is.
But the whole thing is this.
It's like, what do you want to do?
Why do I want to do that, right? Why do I want to do that? I want to get away from everything that I'm used to, right?
Yeah, because you never traveled like that before. You know, you wanted to do something
different. We already know what's cool. Well, I mean, we already know what happens. Yeah. That, you know what I'm saying? But let's look at it
full picture real quick. All right. Even if we was like, let's say you had your passport, we still probably wouldn't be going because Miss COVID over here.
You know what? I would have been out of quarantine by that time. Thank you.
I'm not going to say that we wouldn't be going because of her.
But, you know, Miss COVID.
No, I'm just saying. Wait, maybe, right? Maybe not.
I will be out of quarantine.
We can't say.
By my birthday.
My thing is this. What would I rather do now that I'm here, right? I just want to be around genuine shit. I just want to be around genuine love.
Spending with family and friends, the people that you really, really love.
The people who I love, the people who I care about, the people who love me, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do as I close the chapter and open a new one. Because who wants to continue a chapter and open up a new chapter with people who ain't for you. Like going back to what Sophie said.
Yeah.
The people that just want to be around because they riding the wave. Like, you know what? Birthday 27, 28, 29 was those. That was like, yo, we invite everybody. Yeah. We all have a great time. Pool parties, clubs.
And those are the same people that are hitting you up like, oh, what are we doing this year? Last year was lit. What are we doing this year?
But this year, I say, you know what? I say, yo, I'm gonna let people hit me, right?
Are they really shooting with you in the gym? That's the question.
And that's the problem. That's the
my
question.
Nigga, know I'm
that's
shooting with him in the gym, nigga.
Well, yeah. That's just my nigga. No, and that's why we down, that's and we gun the way we gun because this is family right here. At the end of the day, like this is love and this is real shit.
My nigga, know I'm you know what with him and shit.
Yeah.
This nigga shot. I said we go back. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of niggas that's not here that we go back with. You feel me?
That's facts. That's facts. That's facts.
Yo, your background is killing me. I'm like, yo, where are you at? You look like you about to perform at. At the Grammys when
I'm the dream girl.
Yes, I just said she about to do backup for Beyonce. Listen.
Yeah, you were like
yo, watch out.
Like Destiny's niece.
Destiny's niece.
Like Destiny's godchild. Yeah, word up.
I like, can't with y'all.
Destiny's cousin.
Denise's child.
What? Denise? Who is that?
Listen, but they're just hiking on you. Listen,
we, you know it was a good.
Yeah, lucky I can't really hear me that good.
No, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You coming loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Am I?
The COVID coming all through the mic.
Yeah, exactly.
The COVID you know what? Is coming all through
where
the
are you
mic.
At?
It's the background.
Don't worry about where I am.
Don't worry about sweetheart. It's
no, no,
shit.
I understand.
She gold dust bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She like she about to come out for wrestling, like
but
hell of dust, gold
we,
dust.
You know, it was a good episode, man. I feel like you know, bringing in you know Sean's 30, you know, around the people that you know love him, and you know, we all here for you. We all you know, we appreciate you. You know, ever since, hey man, and light skinned niggas, like, you know, sometimes you just can't stand a real light skinned nigga because, you know, they be in the house all the time. They don't get no color from the sun and shit. It'd be like that.
But that's the thing, he'd be outside. He'd be outside.
Yeah, but he, you know, he put on that.
You know, he come out.
He's calling him a house
nigga.
I'm
from Brooklyn, he be outside.
He's trying to call him a house nigga.
He's calling him a house nigga.
I'm one of the darkest. Niggas that is still
the darkest light skin
sort
nigga.
Of like this
the darkest light skin nigga.
It's all right. Mean, it's cool. Good. It's cool. But you,
you
know,
look like this nigga.
All right, take another shot.
Everclear ass nigga.
Everclear.
Really? Yo. Fuck that. Hey, look, we out here, man.
It is, man. But
no, I appreciate y'all, man. For real,
definitely.
I didn't expect it. That's what's up.
You know, that was the whole point. You know, we was gonna do a little bit more, but we wasn't sure if we was infected by Janelle or not.
Yeah, we didn't know.
So we had to like we toned it down just a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, because
we had way more planned.
Yeah, we had
Janelle. You the wild card.
Yeah, we was a little scared. We wasn't sure what we was gonna get out of that little light skin thing.
Resident Evil 9 in the building.
Mm-hmm. But you know, anybody got any like lasting thoughts, lasting, you know, anything that they wanna say before we wrap it up?
That's crazy. I didn't even know we was about to wrap it up. I didn't know it was about to become about being dirty.
Yeah.
I was ready to talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Oh no, like that was a little talking. Gas, you know, yeah. We wanted it to like, you know, fully cause we wanted to surprise you, man. You know,
oh shit! Yeah, damn. Appreciate y'all, man.
I think my last comment to you is live your best life for you.
Word.
Who gives a fuck about anybody else?
Word.
As long as it makes you happy,
yeah.
And it's something that's that will prosper you.
Right.
Do you, boo?
Yo, that's
do you, boo?
That's great advice.
Yeah, I appreciate that for real,
JB.
You my nigga, man. We lit, nigga.
You know how we
go. I'ma see you tomorrow, the next day, nigga.
Let that nigga sign.
You lit.
Let
you
know,
it. Know what's up, nigga.
Word up.
Janelle, let me hear Janelle.
Yes. I would just say, like, you know, what we talk about all the time. Just focus on growth, you know? Like, it's like you have every day to be better, you know? And as long as you focus on that, like, you know, and be true to the people that surround you. Yeah, like, sky's the limit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Easy.
So, you know,
you look
ended
like one of them niggas from, 112?
Oh, my God.
Nah, he's the next nigga. 112's
next. Next.
And you like a death row nigga, motherfucker. Damn, nigga. You like one of Suge Knight's minions, motherfucker.
All
right.
But all I would say is, you know, since I'm the oldest one here, you know.
Do you need your cane? Your AARP card? Just...
Miss Savage, stay your ass over there. But all I would say is, you know, 30 comes with a lot of responsibilities, right? Right. You know, the things that we did in the past, we can't do now. You know, like we was talking about before, we not doing general pop. You know, we doing sections, you know. Mm-hmm. We right. not about that life anymore. Right. With that being said, bruh, keep it wrapped up. Wrap it up. Don't think that 30 makes you feel like you gotta go raw on everybody. Don't be your Nick Cannon out here.
Please do not be Nick Cannon and just
wrap it up.
Oh, that drop for that. Okay.
Yes. Just
that drop was for something different until this moment.
Just okay. Make sure that, you know, cause you know, like, you know, I appreciate my child.
Yeah.
But you know, I could have waited. Yeah. I could have waited, but you know,
his pullout game sucks.
Damn. Are you projecting right now, Ian?
Damn. All I'm saying is,
he's trying to teach others
what I fucked up. That's
I didn't want to say that because we all know Jeff is not a.
He's not a mistake. Right.
He's not a mistake. No.
I love that boy.
But at the same time, like there are certain things that he could have done differently. And so if he could get someone else to not go down the path that he went and just had waited a little longer to go down that path, I think that's what he's trying to do.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, and, just wait. Life is long, mm-hmm. but short. Long. Very long, but short. Keep it long. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Just keep it long.
Keep it long. Tomorrow's half not promised, exactly. But at the same time.
Pause.
I did not even register until you said pause.
Facts.
Yes, but so tomorrow's not promised.
That's it, man. You know.
Live for today.
In the 20s, a bitch would be like, yo, I'm on birth control. You like,
all right.
All I'm saying
is not always effective.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is, you know, as a 30-year-old and as a 30-year-old that had a person that said I'm on birth control
and still ended up with still me.
First of all, that wasn't her.
Oh, never mind.
But what I'm saying is just keep being safe out there. Keep some of the same responsibilities that you was doing in your 20s. Keeping the Trojan pack, you know, on deck. Side on, you know, one box in a car, box in a house.
Facts.
Keep that shit going. That's all I got to say.
You know what I'm saying?
But,
nah, for real. Shout out to my nigga who said, like, hug the tree. Well, I ain't want to, like, say that shit. He said, hug a tree. Like, right? He said that shit, like, right? Even though I'm not going to do that. Yeah. What he said was, but just niggas
it's
that.
The meaning behind it.
There's so many niggas that didn't reach 30, right? Yeah. There's niggas' lives who stopped at 29. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's niggas' lives who stopped before that and before that and before that and before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're getting blown up right now. So, what we're going to do is, you know, we gonna talk more about this after dark.
Nah, that's big fact.
Cause you know,
nah, y'all gonna have to subscribe. I love y'all, appreciate y'all, man. For real. Appreciate.
But if y'all do want to hear more about the hip hop music, just spam our comments.
Yes.
Let us know. We are on YouTube. Yo. Shout out to all our new subscribers. Like, shout out to y'all. Son. Like, hey,
love
y'all.
That nigga, bro. What's good? Y'all
take this one over here. Yes, but shout out to our new subscribers. We see y'all. We hear y'all. The ones that comment, we love y'all. Thank you for showing us love. Thank you for showing us support. Like, we have been feeling it. We have been feeling it, and we love and appreciate y'all so much. Don't forget to check out our Instagram. Our Instagram have our links to all of our individual Instagram accounts. It also has the link to Anchor, where you can stream us on Apple Podcasts, iCloud, Spotify, anywhere you could hear us audibly. The link is in our Instagram. The YouTube link is also in our Instagram. That is The New Normal, at The New Normal. And then you find our Twitter link. Everything is there on our Instagram.
Yes, so definitely, yes.
Those that are on YouTube, that found us on YouTube, check out our Instagram. And those that are on Instagram, check out our YouTube and our other Twitter links.
All right.
Shout out to y'all for having me, man.
Of course, man.
We love
definitely loved you being here.
And shout out your podcast one more time.
I do it for Hip Hop Podcast. Shout out Great Pharaoh and Mr. Can I Live. Yeah, man, it's a Hip Hop Podcast. Three regular dudes just talking about music and current events in the world, hip hop, whatever. Check it out on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, all that. We everywhere with it. So next episode, I'm definitely shouting y'all out. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes, yes.
Thank y'all for having me again.
And we definitely will be putting the name of his podcast on the bottom so y'all can see it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I already
that.
See it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, with that being said, you know, again, thank you everybody for tuning in. You know, I understand that y'all was expecting one show and we gave a whole different show, but you know, we had to do it for the old man over here. We had to do it for the old man, so you know,
newly senior citizen.
Exactly. AARP.
The new AARP member.
Exactly.
We need to get you a varsity jacket, the AARP squad. Varsity jacket.
But
you
know, yeah,
we about to get that nigga 30 and over nose ring.
Yep.
Get you a 30 and over soggy hat, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Hat is gonna fit on your milk.
Nigga, I'm
head.
Surprised you don't got Tim's on, nigga.
Nigga
don't know about the Tim's. They got egg color
Tim's.
They
don't know about the. Oh, I do. They be getting my Tim's all the time.
They know you got Tim's to match your hookah tips, nigga.
Nigga, your Tim's look like the front of my motherfucking boots, nigga. This will stop playing with me. That's what your head look like, nigga.
Your Tim's look like your nostrils.
You got a shell toe baldy. Stop playing with me.
Oh, man. And this is going to go on all night.
That's why his hat's flying off his head.
But, again, this is.
This is the new Nelmo podcast.
And good night, y'all.